Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, Little Raccoon and his tail. Little Raccoon had a very beautiful tail.
Little Raccoon, your tail is so beautiful.
Your tail is as fluffy as a cloud, as soft as cotton, and as glossy as silk.
It would be so nice if we could have tails as beautiful as yours.
Everyone was envious of Little Raccoon for having such a beautiful tail. Little Raccoon was very proud of his tail.
Everyone says my tail is really beautiful. I must take good care of it so it stays beautiful.
In order to maintain the beauty of his tail, Little Raccoon stopped going outside to avoid messing it up in the wind.
The wind is so strong, it will mess up my tail.
He also didn't go outside and expose himself to the sun.
The sun is so hot, it will damage my tail.
He even stopped rolling in the grass.
Rolling in the grass will make my tail dirty.
Little Raccoon stayed at home every day. He combed his tail, washed it, and rubbed oil on it.
If I comb, wash, and rub my tail every day, it will get fluffier, smoother, and glossier.
One morning, to his horror, Little Raccoon saw that his tail had vanished.
Oh no! My tail! My tail has disappeared! I must find my tail!
Little Raccoon ran out of the house in a panic and went off to search for his tail.
Tail? Tail? Where are you? Come back!
Little Raccoon looked and looked. He had searched almost the whole forest, but found no trace of his tail.
I've looked everywhere, but I still can't find my tail. Tail, where have you gone?
The more Little Raccoon thought about his tail, the sadder he grew. He burst out crying.
What? You lost your tail?
Little Mole, who was passing by, heard Little Raccoon crying. Suddenly, he thought of something. He quickly told Little Raccoon.
Little Raccoon, I just saw a magic tail that could enjoy the wind, the sun, and even roll in the grass in the lawn outside the forest. Go and have a look. Maybe that's the tail you lost.
Really? Okay, let's go take a look.
Little Raccoon ran over quickly. Sure enough, he saw a familiar tail on the lawn. The tail had become messy, not fluffy or smooth, because it had been blown by the wind and exposed to the sun. It had even become gray and tangled from rolling in the grass. But Little Raccoon still knew it was his own.
It's my tail! It's really my tail! Yay! I finally found you, Tail! Let's go home!
Little Raccoon ran toward the tail joyfully, but the tail ran away from him.
No! I don't want to go home!
Little Raccoon felt very hurt.
Why don't you want to go home with me?
Because I don't want to stay home every day, doing nothing and playing with nothing. I'm not happy at all with that kind of life. I haven't gone out of the house to enjoy the wind, or bathe in the sun, or roll in the grass in a long time.
The tail shook itself.
I'd rather be a happy tail than be a beautiful tail. I want to let the wind blow on me, let the sun shine on me, and roll in the grass happily."
Little Raccoon was shocked. He didn't know that his tail was so unhappy.
I'm sorry.
Little Raccoon apologized to his tail guiltily.
"I won't treat you like that anymore. Will you come home with me?"
You really won't treat me that way again?"
"I promise."
Okay, I forgive you, but you must keep your promise."
"I will."
So, the tail, who decided to give Little Raccoon a chance, returned to his body. Little Raccoon kept his word. He let the wind blow on his tail and let the sun shine on him, and they rolled in the grass together. Little Raccoon and his tail were very happy. Today's story is over. Good night, little raccoon and his tail. Good night, precious one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.